clean heart. Could there be a more fundamental prayer than the one David prays in Psalm 51:10? Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. A clean heart, after all, is the goal of the redemptive story in God's Word. Your heart, as it's mentioned in the Bible, is the control center of your emotions, your desires, your thoughts. It shapes everything we do, say, and choose. So what does this have to do with David's request in Psalm 51? David understands something that's essential to true repentance, and it's that sin isn't first a matter of behavior. Sin is first a matter of our heart. What does that matter to you and me? It means that our biggest problem doesn't exist outside of us. The people around me aren't to blame for my sin. Life's circumstances aren't to blame for my sin. And because my biggest problem isn't outside of me, a change of scenery isn't the solution. No, your and my biggest problem exists inside of us. Your and my biggest problem is our sinful hearts. But there's good news. Because my problem is related to something on the inside, my only hope for change is the power of God. And that power is available to any who call out to Him for help. God resisteth the proud, and He giveth grace to the humble, 1 Peter 5 says. So as you become aware of your sin in your own life this week, resist the urge to blame people, situations, or anything else outside of you. Own up to your sinful heart, but then echo the psalmist's prayer, "Create in me a clean heart, O God."